Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
All right, hour number two, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, of course, is the number. We'll continue with your Dear Baseball calls. We've got some really good ones already so far, and it's a matter of fact that now the sport is in a lockout, at least at the major league level. And the simple question is this: are you feeling this way or this way? You kind of get what I mean there, right? Are you in panic mode? Are you upset? Or are you apathetic? That is the question we are asking you today. And what you have to say to the sport now that it is locked out, and some reports are, it might not be back until into what should have been the next season. Meanwhile, we go to the Goodyear Hotline, bringing our good friend Damian Woody, who joins us right now. D-Wood, how we doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Are you a baseball fan?
Somewhat, man. Yeah, I'm a Red Sox fan.
Red Sox. Okay, so you have a team. So are you, like, what's your reaction when you hear about the sport in a lockout and, you know, potentially could eat into the next season? Do you have one?
I think it's like self-destruction.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I feel. Like, if you look at what's going on in American, you know, pro sports, NFL is king, yep. Basketball is global, and it seems like baseball has just been dwindling further and further away from, you know, kind of the spotlight. And then now you're in into a lockout. You know, how much more damage is this going to do to what they, quote-unquote, America's pastime?
Yeah, especially coming, you know, COVID and missing all those games because of COVID, because that was the team, that was the sport that was hit harder by COVID, because all the other leagues got an opportunity to play and finish playing, and then the bubble came back for basketball. Baseball never really got that season going. So
yeah, they had that short season, right, and that's really all they had going on. But, you know, I think what D. Wood says is something that is also the question, right, how he reacted. It's, you know what, will you be missed? That's the thing. Will you be missed? Because there's so much else going on right now. You are fading right now in the picture. The diehards will miss you, but the overall general consumer might not. So we have week 13, D-Wood, of the NFL season starting tonight, Cowboys and the Saints. Is this a game for the Cowboys to kind of reprove themselves and say, okay, we're back? Because they've had the last couple of weeks, they have not looked like that team we saw in the first 7 weeks of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I like, you know, we talked about it, you know, we talked about it on Get Up, man, how, you know, I know in my opinion, I feel like it's a must-win game for the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, you look at the New Orleans Saints, you know, particularly in offense, they got a plethora of players out. Obviously, you know, Taysom Hill is a starting quarterback, and he's going to bring a different flavor. But even he's hurt, you know, with the lower leg injury. So listen, the Dallas Cowboys, they got guys coming back. You know, CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper coming back at the wide receiver spot. So, man, if they want to reestablish themselves as a contender in the NFC, you got to win this game. It's not going to be easy because it's in New Orleans, and New Orleans is always a tough place to play. And on the New Orleans defense, a proper group, Bar can speak to that. But if you're the Dallas Cowboys, you have to win this game. If you don't win this game, man, it's going to be basically the same thing we always say about the Cowboys. You know, they look good on paper. They start off fast, but then come November around Thanksgiving, they always find a way to implode.
Mm. Now, like, one of the interesting narratives of this game is the fact that, you know, we know that, well, the Saints are dealing with a lot of injuries. But that's a proud defense over there with a lot of star power, with guys that can get after it. If you're an offensive lineman and your offensive line coach isn't there, and you get something that you didn't anticipate from a schematic standpoint, who do you go to try and fix the schemes if all the offensive coaches, most of them, are done and gone?
Well, I mean, I would assume maybe the assistant offensive line coach is available. I don't know. Like, but I think this situation with the Dallas Cowboys is very unique. You know, we talked about it on Get Up this morning, I believe. You know, the fact that your head coach is not there, other coaches not being there. You're right, Bart. Like, you know, you can't slight in-game adjustments, because that's what the game of football is. You know, somebody does something, you look at the tablet, and then you make adjustments from there, and it's back and forth. But when you don't have a coach, you know, when you don't have assistant coaches there, that hurts the players in real time. So that's something that Dallas Cowboys are going to have to deal with tonight.
Demi Woody joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hom, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. So we do this thing on the show where we have this gong, right? And it's the old, you know, don't ask for whom the bell tolls. It may toll for thee. And at this point of a season, we start looking at teams and we are going to, you know, hit the gong, meaning they're done. It's over. And mm-hmm. we could do that like Bart said, Detroit Lions, right? Jacksonville Jaguars, right? Jets.
New York Giants.
All that stuff. But let me ask you, Saints lose tonight. Are we hitting the gong for the Saints organization?
I'm going to say yes. I think the Saints are, this is a very powerful team, but, you know, now we're talking about post-Drew Brees, and there's a lot of questions that have to be had about where the Saints go from here, particularly the quarterback situation. I know Jameis, you know, went down with the ACL injury, but, you know, what did the New Orleans Saints organization look like post-Drew Brees? I think it's a big question. They got a lot of, they got a cap situation they got to deal with, but it's the Saints got a lot of questions to answer. After the season,
are we going to do the same about at the end of this season with the Steelers and the Seahawks as well? Are we seeing the window closing on both of these franchises that have been among, you know, again, the very competitive teams over the last 10 years or more?
Yeah, like, listen, when the Seahawks played the Washington football team, I tweeted during the game, it's time for them to blow it up.
Ooh.
I really do. I feel like it's time to blow up the Seattle Seahawks team. You know, this is a team right now. Their pick is higher than the Jets. I mean, think about that. Their pick with Russell Wilson at quarterback and Pete Carroll as a coach, they are picking higher than the Jets right now.
And who owns
that
the pick?
That tells you everything you need to know about the Seattle Seahawks situation. And, yes, I understand Russell Wilson's injury and everything, but there's no way that a team with Russell Wilson at quarterback should be sniffing anywhere near the Jets right now. But – here we are. So they need to blow it up. And Pittsburgh, you know, I'll say this about Pittsburgh. Bill Walsh, the legendary coach of the 49ers, he had a saying, you know, you'd rather get rid of a player too soon than too late. And I think that's what they did. That's what the Pittsburgh Steelers are dealing with Big Ben Roethlisberger. Big Ben has been a warrior for a long time in this league, but the Steelers have, you know, been loyal to a fault with him, and they're paying the price for it now. Because he's a shell of himself. I don't even know if he's even a shell of himself right now. And it's costing the Pittsburgh Steelers as a team.
Well, the Steelers painted themselves into a corner. Because remember when the three Bs decided to get out of there, right? They got rid of Antonio Brown. They got rid of Le'Veon Bell. And they wanted to go and make sure that they tell everybody that the building wasn't on fire. It was still safe. And what they did is they paid Ben Roethlisberger. So even if they would have cut Ben this year, his dead cap money was like $27 million. So they had no choice. So I think they held on for him a year late because they had to. But I guess it brings up this question, right? What proud franchise, the Seattle Seahawks or the Pittsburgh Steelers, can recover and rebuild faster? I guess that's the real question.
I would say the Seahawks because you have bargaining chips, right? Even though that first rounder goes to the Jets this year, you still have a major asset in Russell Wilson. So if you're the Seattle Seahawks, you could flip Russell Wilson
so
and start
him.
This rebuilding process over again. You also got Bobby Wagner over there who's, although he's getting up there in age, that's another chip. But the Seahawks, man, I think that they've run their course with Pete Carroll and company. I think it's time for them to rebuild that thing.
So Russell Wilson still has value in New York. If you're the Giants, D Wood, and you also have two picks in the top seven, are you flipping those for him, or one of them at least? I should say not both, but one of those, and then a future for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, why play the guessing game with Daniel Jones when you got more of a known commodity than Russell Wilson? You know, Russell Wilson still got plenty of years left to play at a high level. So, you know, it's not often that you have this opportunity if you're the New York Football Giants where you have two picks in the top 10. Flip one, go get yourself that veteran quarterback. And Bart, you know this, man. When you get the quarterback situation straight,
yeah,
it's like the ultimate band-aid for the rest of the team. You know, like, that's just the way it is, man, when you got a top-tier quarterback. So if I'm the Giants, I'm taking a guessing game out of this quarterback situation. I'll go ahead and let go of one of those first-round picks. Give me Russell Wilson, and let's go.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Because when you look at that, you just look at insert Russell Wilson to this team, that team, this team. Are they a Super Bowl contender as soon as he's there? Because if I ask, hey, if you take Russell Wilson to the Denver Broncos, I would say arguably that's a Super Bowl contender then. Mm. I wonder if Brian Flores is looking that, hey, I can't get Deshaun Watson. And his Deshaun Watson market is crazy because we don't know what his legal troubles are. We know that you don't have to worry about Russell Wilson doing anything but being too nice in the community. No, you don't have to worry about any red flags for Russell Wilson unless he has some type of fetish that we don't know about yet.
Easy.
But yo, Russell Wilson, what did you think would be the best fit for a guy like Russell Wilson if you had to pick between the Giants, the Steelers, the Denver Broncos, or the Miami Dolphins?
Well, listen, I would say this, man. Okay, which place gives me the easiest path, right? And so if you're Russell Wilson, do you want to go beating your head up against Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert twice a year in the AFC West? No, I wouldn't. Okay, now you go look at the Giants. Okay, you got Dallas in there. Is Dallas world beaters? No, they're not world beaters. We'll see what happens with Dallas right now. So, you know, in that scenario, I think the NFC East makes a lot of sense, in my opinion.
Yeah, and if you think about Miami, you're thinking about Bill Belichick, and you're thinking about
Russell ain't ready about Bill, especially with no
having to deal with that defense and him twice a year, plus Buffalo and Josh Allen twice a year. You know, never mind. But D-Wood, speaking of, we're talking with Damian Woody. Speaking of though the Patriots, I really wanted to get your perspective on this. So I'm watching Man in the Arena. And the first two episodes were really compelling, just how it all came about. And as a Jets fan, I certainly remember how it came about. They were there very front and center on how he became the starter. And you were there, of course, as a player. So you saw it front and center as well on that team. And he said something in the second episode that caught my attention when he talked about, and they showed some behind the scenes of him in Bill Belichick's office, and they're going over tape and they're going over strategy, and they're talking about every single defensive player you're going to face and what their weaknesses are and how we're going to exploit them. You see him coming up to him on the field, talking to him. It's great stuff. And then they have Tom, now present, sitting in a chair, and he says, now today people come up to me and they say, hey, what do you think of this guy in his third season? And I go, well, he's got talent, but who's teaching him? And he said, and I had Bill. I had him teaching me. So for me, I had that benefit. And it made me right away go, okay, now I know why Mac Jones looks the way he looks. Now I know why the Patriots should be taken seriously. You were there. You saw it with Brady. Is this as similar as you could possibly get without, of course, getting crazy saying that Mac Jones is going to become Tom Brady? But it's the same scenario. I found a cerebral quarterback who I can talk to, who's a sponge, who will understand, and I have a great defense, and he does what he's supposed to do, and that's why we're going to win.
Yeah, man. You know, like the whole common denominator in this whole thing is Bill Belichick, man. It's
right.
Like I've told people time and time again, he's the smartest coach I've ever been around. Just the way that he teaches you about personnel, strengths, weaknesses, situations. When you get into a game, man, you know, during my time with the Patriots, you get into a game, there wasn't a situation that surprised you. It seemed like everything unfolded the way that he told us it would during the week, man. So that's why I always say when you play the Patriots, you can't beat yourself. They feast on you beating yourself because Bill Belichick used to always say more teams find ways to lose games than win them.
Hmm.
And so, like, that's why you see it playing itself out again. The defense is playing well. I know, you know, albeit, you know, the Tennessee Titans ran the ball a lot against the New England Patriots defense. But overall, the Patriots defense is really top-notch. They're running the ball well. The quarterback is playing smart football. I'm telling you, you can win a lot of games playing that way in this league.
And that's why you should believe in him. That's how I feel. It's really a compelling, like I said, a compelling series. And I'm not trying to promote it. They didn't ask me to promote it. I just happened to be watching it, and I thought of it. And I knew we'd be talking to you. And I said, who better to know this than you? You were right there on the line in front of Brady. You saw it all happen. So, D-Wood, thanks again for that input and experience and perspective. And also, thanks for calling in. Love talking to you. Thank you, man.
No problem, guys. I'll talk to you guys next week.
You got it. Damian Woody on the Goodyear Hotline. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Bart and Hahn. We're coming to you live from Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. And Bart, Miles is in Connecticut. He wants to talk to us about our show open.
Ah.
What's up, Miles?
Miles! Oh, he's here in LA. He's Damian Woody. Okay, it's a little delayed.
Yeah, he's a little delayed. He doesn't realize we're going to him.
He's
going to
hear us call us now, but he's going to hear us now because it's about time we're going to say, hey, how you doing?
Yeah. Miles, I mean, this is your time. Miles.
Yeah, Miles got us on hold.
You know what?
Make some barbecue chicken.
It's a shame. It's a shame. Miles just has to go. That's a shame.
We can hear the show in the back.
He's listening to us. He wanted to talk about the show open, and I gave you a chance to be a cop, and you blew it. What movie is that? Jake in Ohio. Jake. Jake.
Is it us?
It might be us.
It might be us.
I think it's us. We really need to figure this out. People listening at home, they're like, people calling the show. Like, how many people say, you know, I try to call in and never get through? I mean, Jake? Jakey?
Yeah.
Wakey, wakey, Jakey? No?
Yep, I guess not.
Wow. So what happens? Do we get put on hold and then they put the phone in the pocket so you're not really hearing it? Like, what's the deal?
They expect us to come back to us.
So why stay on hold then?
Yeah, because they heard us doing a read or something.
Right. It's something along those lines. So you just figure, all right, it's not going to happen. Because it is kind of frustrating.
Let's be honest. That's two in a row, man.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we're trying to get to show the flow.
Yeah, we are. But we are doing the Dear Baseball calls. That's what I'm looking forward to here. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And Dear Baseball is you addressing the sport, whether you love it or you don't, on how you feel about the lockout. And the fact that there's a lot of reports suggesting that this could last a long time. So it's the hot stove season right now. It's when free agents are signing. It's where money's getting around. It's where your team can get better. And now the business is shut down completely. And now there's a thought that you might not have a spring training. You might not have April baseball or even May baseball. You might not have it until June. And so how do you feel about it? What do you want to say to the sport if you could? Jeff Passan on just how long this could take. Hopeful that it's continuing, but they met for 7 minutes yesterday.
You already knew what they were about to do, right? You mean for 7 minutes. They knew exactly what they were doing, right? They were like,
Why do you meet then? Well, what's the purpose?
You came together and say, hey,
is that it?
You got anything? Yep. Anybody got anything they need to say? All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
So it shows good faith. Hey, we showed up. You wanted to meet. Let's meet. I got nothing to say. We got nothing to say.
I bet.
I guess we're out then. We should probably stay for another 6 minutes because they did bring some, you know, some pastries and put them on the table.
they ate the bagels and ate some grapes. Like, all right. Hey, man. You know they are there early too, man. Yeah, man. I got stuff to do, man.
I covered two lockouts, an NHL one that killed an entire season. Couldn't believe it happened, but it did. And I covered that one. I covered that extensively. I was all over that one. And then I covered the NBA one that took out the beginning of the season in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And I covered that one. There were some late nights there as well. And this is what you do as a reporter. You sit when they meet, you sit in the lobby and you loiter and you wait. And you try to get information. You wait around and you're just trying to get whatever you can. You see people walk out. If you recognize someone, players are around, all that stuff. It's the most miserable thing to cover if you're a reporter. Now, fans don't care about this stuff, but you have to understand, why is it miserable? Because you realize that they'll spend all this time and you'll find out that they never actually met. They were sequestered.
Yeah.
They have their separate meetings,
yeah.
And then they decide it's not worth it to go to the boardroom and actually sit across the table, so they never actually get together, and so you spend all that time, you're going, what are you guys doing?
Waste of time.
Like, what are we doing?
Wasting time.
And that stuff, that's why this gets frustrating, and that's why what you're hearing there, it's like, well, they have 60 days, they have 90 days. Well, let's remember, there's holidays coming up, people go away, so there's a couple of weeks that are going to be nothing happening. for this sport. So we'll certainly keep an eye on this. We got your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We got them back, loaded up. Hopefully now when we go to you, put us on hold. Just make sure you're listening, all right? But coming up, you know what's coming up now. Audio files, your calls as well. A former Alabama quarterback, he gave us the recipe for how to beat Georgia.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah, need to hear this. After Bart tells us about
Barshadamas are ZipRecruiter. Oh, how do you beat him?
Maybe Barshadamas can tell us. But Barshadamas can tell us about ZipRecruiter.
If you're a business owner, it can be tough to hire the top talent for your team, especially when you're competing with other businesses to find the right people. So how can you get the right hiring edge? ZipRecruiter. Next Key marketing manager Erin Hargy loves ZipRecruiter's invite to apply. She says, "They get my job posted in front of the right people. I instantly see great candidates, and I can invite them to apply to my job." See for yourself. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/BART, to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BART. Back after this.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Back. Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance. Visit progressive.com. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Dear baseball, how would you finish that letter right now to a sport in a lockout? And all indications are this is going to be for a while. Let's grab Carlos in Texas. Carlos.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Let me start off by saying baseball is my fourth favorite sport, but I did want to bring a different perspective. Guaranteed salary. You mentioned NBA, NHL, and we know MLB had a lockout, and it's for the players' good, right? And I think that it says something that they're willing to lock out and suffer some pain right now, but for the long term and for the future players to have guaranteed salaries and other benefits that go with a CBA. And it may have been America's sport at one time, but you got to think about it internationally as well. You know, there's many players from many countries that go into the MLB and the participation from other countries in the sport of baseball. So I'll take a shot at Damian Woody and say, you can't be that dismissive of the MLB.
Yeah, and that's the thing is we're trying to find out. And thank you, Carlos. We're trying to find out those who are passionate about it, those who care that it means something to them, and then those who are completely apathetic. And what you said is it was America's pastime. It does have international flair now more than ever before, but it is certainly not a sport you would call worldwide, though.
It's not soccer, right?
Yeah, it's not that. And it's, again, football is the America's pastime now. And so, sure.
Basketball is right behind them.
They believe in what they want to believe in, and they're going to battle this thing out. But what happens, though, is what impact it has on an already dwindling consumer base. That's why I asked the question. Frank is in the Bronx. Frank.
Hey, first of all, I just love to say I love you guys. Listen to you guys every day.
Thank you.
Big baseball fan. You know, played when I was young, and I hope to see my son play. But I was listening to Greeny talk about the expansion. But not only that, they met up, the Players Association owners, whatever, and they only met up for 7 minutes.
Seven minutes, yeah.
Seven minutes.
That's it.
Like, why is it like, how come like you just like meet up for like 7 minutes, like you have nothing else?
They already knew
that.
It's when you know you don't, and thank you, Frank. It's when you know you don't have anything to talk about, but you figure the deadline's tonight, we'll have to meet so we could say we met. But they both looked at each other saying, we're not changing anything. All right, what do you want to offer? Well, we're not changing anything. All right, well, I guess we have nothing to talk about.
I say this all the time. Deadline spur action. And, like, really, it's no pressure right now. Like, it's nothing going on. Okay, they'll delay the free agency for a little bit. But, you know, we know that they're not going to do something until people start losing money. Players start losing money. Once the game checks don't show up,
that's when the pressure, that's what they
understand. They have to go down this road because they're businessmen. They've been in negotiations before, and they're just trying to make sure that they can get the best possible deal for them. They're not negotiating in good faith. Nobody's caring about you get something, I get something. That's compromise. Right now, they're trying to make sure that they can set themselves up because they think these salaries are getting crazy out of hand. And the players are like, they're saying, hey, you guys are controlling us. I mean, it's a shame that Aaron Judge hasn't hit free agency yet. Dude's almost 30. That's why Kyler Murray decided to go play football instead of play baseball because he didn't want to sit in the minors and wait to get called up and make no money.
He
wouldn't make enough money. Yeah, they can control you. And they do stuff like don't call you up after the first day, play with your time. So, you know, back and forth, we see that happen. That's why we were so surprised when the Mets didn't do that to Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you could have had control for an extra year. That's stupid.
Year. Yeah. No, that's all that stuff, I think, is all part of the conversation. It's a lot to explain, but the bottom line is – the business is shut down. An exciting part of the year, which is when teams go out and sign players and there's player movement, that's always a lot of fun. That, of course, is out. And now we'll see if it impacts spring training and whether they play games. That all remains to be seen. Meanwhile, right now, we'll continue with your calls on this. We just want to grab a few right there at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But, Bart, it's time now for the headline makers to do the talking in a segment we like to call
Audio Files.
So, Georgia has been the best team in college football all year. A dominant force from game one. One of the best defenses we have seen. Generational defense that they have. Alabama almost feels like, man, we got to beat them in the SEC championship game to make sure we don't fall out of the college football playoff. But can they beat them? I mean, they barely could get to 10 points against Auburn. So Greg McElroy, though, friend of the show, ESPN college
former
football analyst, yes, former teammate of yours, and a former Alabama quarterback, he said, I don't know, there's a way. So he's saying there's a chance, Bart. This game is Saturday, 3 o'clock. And what is the line? The last line I saw, where is it?
You can't disrespect Alabama. Yeah, you can't. That's still a little disrespectful for Arizona.
Alabama hasn't been an underdog in forever.
Yeah.
And they are a 6.5-point underdog here. Over-under is 49.5.
You know, it was crazy, too, man. We've been waiting for almost seems like decades for Georgia to be this team.
Yeah.
Right?
Everybody in Georgia has been waiting
for this. From the Todd Gurley's to Sony Michel's, like to all the great players and teams they had that always fell short. And finally, they've not only got out early, they've stayed there. And that's been impressive that they haven't had any lapse in judgment. You know, every other team has. You know, so it could be interesting to see, like, do they see this as an opportunity like the Michigan did when they saw their foe, the team that's had their number in Ohio State? Or do they, like, succumb to the ghost and the aura that is Alabama?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Speaking of Michigan and what they've done this year and Jim Harbaugh finally slaying a lot of the Dragons, and can he slay one more? And get himself into the college football playoff, play for a national championship. Imani Toomer, proud Wolverine.
Man, I ain't heard from Imani Toomer in 13,000
years. Former
Giant
as well. Imani Toomer still not sold on Harbaugh. Imani's a Michigan man, and he's
Did Imani win? Did he win a national championship? I got to figure out. I know they won. I forget when they won one, but did Imani win one? I mean, listen, and this is like Michigan man on Michigan man crime. It's not like Harbaugh like is a coach that came in that coached on the staff. He actually played and put his hands underneath center. This is I understand like you don't kind of verbalize that, man. I ain't thinking of Michigan man. He's a Michigan man too, like a real Michigan man. Like I played. Like he's like Juwan Howard Michigan man. And I understand he's come up short, but man, this was a time to celebrate and kind of believe and show support. not beat down your brother. Man, I would like to see him. Like, do you want him to win a national championship and say, okay, I lost to a Michigan State? Jeez. Like, that's like, oh, glory days. Maybe back in the day, Ohio State and Michigan State wasn't that damn good when you were playing them. That's tough sled, man. Oh, man.
He had a great career at Michigan.
Of course.
Yeah, he did.
But I'm saying, did he win a national championship?
Well, he won with the Giants. But
No.
I know what you're saying.
See, we're talking college.
I know what you're saying. And look, he's just raising the standard.
He's saying the standard, but I want to know if he met that standard himself. I know he said we beat Ohio State and Michigan State, but did you win a championship?
Well, maybe this is the year. Maybe this is the year. It's setting up for it. Let's see what happens. All right, that's Audio Files. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Hey, ESPN, by the way, everybody, they're holding a Twitter Spaces event today at 2 p.m. Eastern. And it's on behalf of the V Foundation. It's hosted by Jay Billis and Seth Greenberg of the Bald Men on Campus podcast. Tickets are 99 cents, but 100% of every ticket goes to the V Foundation. So the guys are going to talk college hoops, of course, and reflect on Jimmy V's impact. It's also going to be special guests popping into the space throughout. The event will be hosted on the V Foundation Twitter account at the V Foundation. So look forward to that coming up again at 2 o'clock. Coming up on this show, your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. And also, Notre Dame, we stay with college football. Notre Dame may have found their next coach, and it's not who we thought. We'll discuss that and your calls next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Bart and Hahn.
Back, Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. All right, Bart, we still have, of course, several weeks left in the NFL season. But as we get now into December, we start to figure out not only where teams are and who are the true contenders and who are pretenders, but also who's in line for MVP. It's amazing how that conversation changes as you go through a season. There were times when we talked about Kyler Murray, Derrick Henry. Obviously, for both of those guys, you would think they've slipped out a little bit, right?
No, Derrick Henry is hoping to come back.
Yeah, but it's kind of late
now. It's a wrap.
But his impact.
It's a wrap.
So Matthew Stafford was your favorite.
Dak Prescott.
Yep, early in the season. You thought maybe Stafford could do it. So would you say right now, give me your top four MVP candidates right now.
I would go you can one and two are interchangeable. You can go.
Well, I don't mean power rank them. Just give me the four names.
Well, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, he's the sole reason why the Colts are where they are right now. He's been fantastic. Now, out of these names, Lamar Jackson's performance last week with all those interceptions, with four interceptions.
But he found a way to win.
He did. But that's an unsightly performance.
Everybody's had it, man.
That's where I was going with you. Is this the first year where there's not really one guy that's just completely – I mean, Aaron Rodgers is putting up some pretty impressive performances.
But listen, he's putting up some impressive performances, right? Mm-hmm. This dude has 160 yards more passing than Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Wow. So what are we talking about?
Right.
See, that big picture, it's all about how you spin it. Did Tom Brady look great against the Saints? Got the doors beat in. Right?
That just was a long time ago.
How did Tom Brady look against mac and cheese?
Patriots, yeah. Well, I mean, come on.
Emotionally, that game had him a little wrecked. But yeah, what I'm saying, I don't care what the reason is.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Action Jackson got 700 yards rushing.
He's such a Raven.
No, but what I'm saying is, so if I tell you one of the contestants has 160 yards less passing than one of the favorites, mm-hmm. and he also can finish in the top five in rushing.
Yeah.
What would you say?
Well, I'd also say his team is also the best in the AFC right now.
And why is that? And why is that? Why is that? Because he carries them.
Record-wise.
Like, Tom Brady got two of everything.
Yeah.
Like
I'm messing with you about the Raven thing, but yeah. Like that's all the things I think you have to take into account. But the point I think we're trying to make here is there's no given MVP. Yeah. And in fact, the conversation has changed so much
Kyler
this
Murray
season.
Got hurt, so yeah. That changed. He missed a month.
Like we have gone through how many different names as this guy's the lead candidate. Josh Allen at one point.
Dak.
Right? Dak at one point, early on the season. Kyler Murray, like you mentioned. Derrick Henry at one point was like, wow, he's got to get it. I mean, this continues to change. But the two names that stay consistent is Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, the two old guys.
They're brand names that we know.
But they also are still good.
Yeah, brand names.
They're really good at what they do.
So Jonathan Taylor right now.
Yeah, see, what would it take for Jonathan Taylor to win this?
Jonathan Taylor has 1,200 yards rushing.
Right.
It's going to take 2,000 plus.
All right, well.
So he has five games to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's if he goes 100, that's 500. So he needs about 150 a clip.
Yeah, that's asking
so
a lot.
So that's 300. That's 900. He need 150 a clip. No, he's capable of that. That's not.
And the Colts have to also do a lot of winning and make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's basically the reason. I'm sure next week when we have this conversation, we'll have some other names.
Yeah, Cam Newton will be in there.
That's the fun of it. We're back in 10 seconds. Breaking moves. Well, we see it happening with Notre Dame. As Brian Kelly broke to the south to LSU, said the job was just too good to pass up. So Notre Dame now, as they are sitting sixth and still with an outside chance of things going, if it's complete chaos, they could sneak their way in to the top four of the college football playoff. I mean, Brian Kelly shouldn't coach. If I'm a player, no, I'm all set, man. I want to win this thing in spite of you. I don't want to win it because of you.
Yeah, you did.
Exactly. You're out. So let's move on. And in fact, Notre Dame might be moving on. But hiring in-house. Now, the expected thing was, would they go to Cincinnati and look at Luke Fickell? Well, they aren't looking at Luke Fickell, or they might be, but all reports are that who they're looking at does have a Cincinnati background, and in fact, did work for Luke Fickell. But it's Marcus Freeman, defensive coordinator this year, who used to be the D coordinator in Cincinnati. So that's the news certainly to watch there. But again, if I'm a player in Notre Dame, nah, I'm all set, coach. You go ahead and go down to LSU. I don't need to deal with you right now. Brian Kelly talked about, you know, whether or not he would coach if Notre Dame actually got there. His answer, well, let's just say he didn't give you one. Yeah. Bart, would you want him coaching?
Group text me at 7 a.m. in the morning. Listen. It's like calling me in on my day off and firing me. I got to kick your ass then. You could have told me you were leaving over the telephone. Like, I don't want to see you. That's why there was reports that people walked out, because there's no excuse.
Yep.
Like, Notre Dame is just as big of a brand as LSU. You can say whatever you want, right? You can say whatever you want. They ain't make no movie talking about Rudy LSU version, right? Creole Cam or something like that, man. They ain't make no movie like that. They made it about Notre Dame. Right. So, I mean, for me, you know, it just shows you just how coaches are just do as I say, not as I do. Right. Because there's really no reason.
I blame the system, Bart. Blame the system because he had to take the job when he took it.
How can you even be trying to hire somebody when they still working? That's the crazy part.
It's been going on forever.
I
blame this. That's why I said I blame the system.
We talk about Kyle Lowry and all these guys losing a second round draft pick. The season was damn over. These dudes are trying to take somebody's head coach during the season when they got a chance to go to the playoffs and play bowl games.
Right.
Like it's a height of hypocrisy.
It is.
Talking about commitment and loyalty.
How do you change this? It's not like it's happening. When it happens, we get annoyed.
Let it be the Wild Wild West. Let players be able to do whatever they want to.
Well, the portal does allow that.
No, I'm talking about all that. Give me my money. Let me leave. Like, I don't want to hear any analyst, any coach, any defensive coordinator in the league or pros talk about a player if he decides not to play in a bowl game because he wants his money. Because that's what we all talking about, money. And that's why Brian Kelly left, for money. Not for a championship, because he could have won a championship and made really good money with Notre Dame. So don't give me that. So miss me with all this pageantry stuff about sitting in my mom's living room talking about becoming a man and commitment and loyalty and respect when they
he
have
was literally
none.
Sitting in a living room.
Right. They have none. So stop it. Miss me with that. You do you, I do me.
Yeah. It's just, again, when it happens, it's ugly. Players certainly should feel like they're jilted.
They ain't going to try and steal those players to go with him to LSU.
Well,
That's the crazy part.
Yeah, some of those guys might not want to walk out of that meeting if you have the opportunity. But I'm sorry. Would you transfer from Notre Dame to LSU?
Not particularly. I mean, if I like Notre Dame
for a reason, man. Like that's what that's about. All right, coming up, the clock has struck midnight on baseball. How long will we be out the sport, and will you miss it? We got your calls next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We say goodbye for the day to ESPN Plus. Catch us over on the radio now.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.